Thanks for listening to BS and Beer Media. This podcast is about fantasy football.
It's week 5 in fantasy football season. Did you leave a bunch of points on your bench? We feel your pain. It's the Frenemies Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dale, and with me, Proud Papa Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, man. What's going on?
All good. And, of course, with me, the guy who plays fantasy football just to make trades, Tim. What's up, man?
Yo, what's going on, Dale? Thank you.
every week we got to hear about a new trade Tim's made. I'm telling you, every week.
Well, you're not a car dealer if you're not moving your stock. You know, you got buy, sell, trade. You know, it all happens.
So you're admitting to being a used car salesman. That's what you're saying.
Well, yes,
I'm saying.
That's what I heard, God. Kyle.
I'm saying that you have given me a hard time for like the last umpteenth years, and I'm just rolling with whatever jokes you got now because you know
it's true.
Yeah, a little bit there. Yeah.
That's right. It's true. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead. We're going to talk to one of our fellow BS and Beer League members, Kellen, the guy who they've been talking about with the team names and everything. And we'll see what he has to say about his upcoming matchup this week in the Fantasy Football League. All right, joining us on the Frenemies podcast, we got Kellen, who's the owner of the team. And what's your team name again, Kellen?
I'm a real person.
Direct response to Kyle and Tim after our last show. So now, Tim, what do you got to say now that you know Kellen is a real person?
Well, so look, now I gotta go. Like, I need some kind of birth certificate because I don't know if y'all two are really related. You know, you might just like know this dude who's good at fantasy football, trying to bring him in to kick my butt because you can't kick my butt. You know?
So, oh yeah. How'd you feel after the draft about your team?
Oh man, I feel like I had the best team. I feel like I drafted some good players. Yeah. I mean, as you can see, I did draft Derrick Henry number one, which. The first 2 weeks, he did bad, but now he coming on strong. And, I kind of got hit with that Bobby Wagner onslaught last week because for some reason he was getting every single tackle.
Right.
But I will be back in my number one spot after defeating Timmy this week.
That's right.
Dang. Look at that. That artillery hit the spot right there on that one. It was like that new Maverick movie, you know, they're coming in down from the canyon. Dead eye right on the spot. Coming after Timmy. I like it.
So what were you thinking? You were listening to the show and Kyle and Tim were like, he drafted Derrick Henry number one? What?
I was sitting there. No, they did not say that that I drafted Derrick Henry number one, and it was a bad pick. And they called my team lame. They called my team lame.
Yeah. That's a terrible team name. First, I think he had like champions, something like that. It was just boring, generic. We thought you was a robot.
Yeah, I thought it was great value champions. I thought that's what it was.
Walmart. I was keeping it clean in my new league. So I think champions. I didn't want to go to killers or bone crushers. You know.
Okay, so you're gonna keep on changing the name pretty much. All right.
Yeah, every week.
All right.
I got you. All right. So now this week we got Tim. All right. I'm always going for the other person when it's coming to Tim. All right.
Yeah.
3 weeks. So, it's awesome.
How do you feel about this matchup coming into this week, Kellen?
Well, I feel good. I mean, I have a bunch of good players. I was hoping Michael Thomas would play, but I think my lineup is solid. Miles Sanders coming out, Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes. We have some good matchups for this week. I dropped Cordell Patterson and picked up Mike Boone.
Okay.
He might stay on. He might. I mean, he dropped that fourth down pass last week, so I'm kind of not.
Right. Well, I do commend you on the James Robinson pickup. I was talking to Dell about that just like 10 minutes ago before the show started. Mm-hmm. And we were both disappointed in not picking up James Robinson either in the draft or, you know, I saw you picked him up week two. Mm-hmm. And that's probably going to be a big impact for your team for the rest of the season, in my opinion.
Because Travis Etienne not cutting, so James Robinson is gonna be their workhorse. So I think I'm just scared of the bye week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bye weeks. That's when everything's gonna change for everybody. We find out who the real deal is during a bye week. So
I've definitely always focused on trying to win the first six games and just kind of coast through the bye weeks. If you can win four out of those first six games, you're most likely going to make the playoffs. So,
yep.
All right.
All right, tell me what you think about your lineup this week versus Kellen here.
Oh, man, you know, I don't really do that. You know, I don't talk about my, I'm always going to lose the game. I'm always stressing, all right? Like every little pass, a little dump off pass to the wrong dude or, something else. I can't walk in there acting like I'm going to win because that's when I lose. See, I've learned that. Okay.
Now I'm humble all of a sudden.
Exactly. This is called karma. I'm playing to karma's ear. Okay. Karma, if you're listening out there, Tim is going to lose this game horribly. All right. He will drop from the number one position and be number five.
As long as I've known him, he has never been humble. Okay.
Please.
Never. All right, Kellen. Well, man, we appreciate you joining us on the show, man, and keep listening to us and beat Tim this week, bro. Beat Tim.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
Look, Kellen, you don't always have to be bossed around by Dale. Okay.
a good matchup in the preview of the championship.
Interesting.
We'll see. I'll be waiting on that birth certificate to come in, okay?
Hey, we're sending a big shout out to our new partners over at Sports Talk with Friends. We're going to be teaming up with them to bring you some different personalities and points of view. This season is going to be a lot of fun, so go over to their Facebook group, check them out, Sports Talk with Friends. Big thanks to Kellen for joining us this week on the show. So let's get to some fantasy football tips and strategies. Tim, what you got for us this week, man?
Oh, this week, my buy low for the week. Buy low is Darren Waller, James Robinson. All right.
Okay.
So if we're looking for buying low this week, we're going for Darren Waller and James Robinson. But on our waiver wire, we're looking for wide receivers, Isaiah McKenzie, and running back Mike Boone.
Okay. So, all right. So talk to me about James Robinson coming off of a down week. So what would you pay for him?
Oh, man. Well, I always buy super low. So, but I'd probably... Man, that's a good question, Dale. What would Tim pay for him? I'd probably buy something mid-range running back. He's probably going to finish the year with a running back two in my position. Mm-hmm. And so I'd probably try to trade a running back three or running back four, which would be the, running back three would be anywhere from 25, running back 25 to running back 36, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
And maybe even trade a wide receiver in that same same range to get James Robinson. I think he's going to be a great purchase on the year.
All right, Kyle, what you got, man?
I'm thinking 4 weeks in, it's basically your first assessment time. I feel like this is the point where not totally buy into somebody, you know, staying on your team, but really, like, it's the first time you should seriously evaluate ditching some of these guys and kind of revising your lineup. And then it's assessment time for us. That's what I'm thinking. I would say definitely don't trade with Tim, because Tim buys for a dime and he sells it for a dollar. But seriously, everybody needs to take a hard look after the first 4 weeks, especially my my 1-3 squad coming up in 10th out of 10th place. So
yeah,
some people like myself have some serious changes. Serious.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we got into some fantasy football, so we should have started off with some beer, and that's my fault. And so today I am drinking Round Rock IPA by Lost 40 Brewing Company. Kyle, what you got?
Basic. I'm going Jack and Coke, but still a classic, you know. Not bad today.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, Tim, what you got?
This week I got boxed wine, baby.
Boxed wine. Talk to us about boxed wine, Tim.
Boxed wine. Oh, dude, look, I told you guys earlier in the week, man, I was at the grocery store, and this cute lady was in front of me, and she looked at me, you know, maybe she thought I was cute, maybe she thought I was ugly, I don't know, but, you know, I kind of took it how I took it, and then I go and get to the register, I put my boxed wine up there, and it was all over then. She judged me for my boxed wine.
Yeah, really. That's definitely what happened. Yeah.
That's what. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
no witnesses. That's what happened.
Yeah. 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 But box wine's on sale, man. You can buy the box wine, dude. You know, it's like $12 or something for a box of wine. I wasn't going to pass that up, dude.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I'm a deal. Yep.
Yep.
I'm with you on this box wine thing, man. I got into the box wine during when Game of Thrones were on. And, you know, Tyrion, he'd always got his wine. So I was like, yo, I got to have some wine like Tyrion.
Hell yeah. You got to, you share other qualities of Tyrion as well.
Oh my God, here we go.
Being short.
We call it a low blow.
He drinks wine and he knows podcasts.
Okay. I'll just take that and move along. All right, we need to go to my favorite segment of the show. And that's when I get to complain about guys who did not produce for me and upset me very much.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
And to start off this show, we're going to talk about Michael Pittman. Michael Pittman, he had 4.6 points last week, three catches for 31 yards. And, I mean, all the other time you're putting up double digits. But this week when I need you, this is what you do to me. Mike, ain't nobody got time for that, bro. Like, come on, you got to be consistent, bro. And I will add to this, Amari Cooper. 1.6 points, one catch, 9 yards. And this guy was going off. He was scoring like 20 points a game. And I had him on my bench. And so I was like, oh, I can't just keep him on the bench. He's going off like this. I put him in the lineup, and this is what he does to me. So Michael Pittman, Amari Cooper, I got one thing to say to y'all.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Terrible.
Poor guys.
Kyle, who you got?
Man, there's a bunch of people who are just so not helping me out right now, being in dead last. Come on. But, you know, my first running back that I drafted this year just so happened to be Zeke Elliott.
Ooh.
Zeke, man, I don't have time for that. I do not have any time of patience. No, I got a crying baby now. This is just not working, man. It's not working. I'm stressed, you know, with this baby. And you scoring 5 points? Come on, man. I ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Freaking Zeke. Come on, man. All right, Tim, what you got?
Man, Dale, I got the opposite of Amari Cooper.
Oh, my God.
The opposite.
Here we go.
You know, you had Amari Cooper on your bench the whole time, and he was going off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you put him in, and he did nothing.
He did nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
He's like that he's like that firework. You like the firework? You run like shit because you're scared of fireworks? You know? And he just goes, psst. It doesn't go off,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what Amari Cooper did. Well, the opposite happened to me with T.J. Hockenson. Okay?
Oh, no.
All right? He was a fuzzy dud. He was a fuzzy dud for 3 weeks straight. Okay? And I said, fuck you, T.J. All right? I'm putting you on the bench. And he said, no, fuck you, Tim. He went off for 41 points. 41 points! Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
T.J. Hockenson. But yo, Kyle called him out last week, and all of a sudden he produced.
Tim has no patience. He got to sell these cars. They got to get out the lot. He has no patience.
Yes. Yes.
He did score one. He had a touchdown in week three. So he salvaged his day in week three. So you're like, okay, maybe, you know, he had like seven targets the first couple games, you know, seven times. Mm. If you're a tight end, you got to stick with that. You got to be patient, man. Jeez. You could have got a better offer from somebody else for that car, but it's already gone. It's already off the lot. So, you know?
Yeah. It was one of those, like, I don't care about your credit moments, you know? We're going to move this car.
Great cash. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. We take that weekly payment. That's right.
Oh, man.
Checking the count.
Oh,
my goodness. All right, y'all. We're going to look at these fantasy leaders, maybe top 25 so far in the league, or so far in the season. Now, I asked Craig, the hated Wright brother of this podcast, right? But
older and dumber.
Yeah, exactly. but he's good in offensive line breakdowns, and he has the Big Ugly podcast, him and Nate. And so I asked them to give me a preview of their top-ranked offensive lines so far this season. And in no particular order, their consensus, they came up with the Eagles, the Browns, Lions, Ravens. So I looked at the QB leaders, running backs, all that kind of stuff, right? And I noticed a pattern. Like, they all have guys within this top 25. And, I mean, it's pretty good to say, if you find a team with a good offensive line, you can find fantasy points on that team. So let's look at these quarterbacks here. And Kyle, a guy that really surprises me being in this top 20 list here, Jared Goff comes in at number 5 so far this season. What do you think about him?
It is a true testament. Wholeheartedly agree. Like, your offensive line is going to run the show. You're basically, you know, you're not the same team if you're not blocking up front. Look at what happened in Indianapolis. I know it's just the first 4 months or 4 weeks, but between last year, the way he was running the ball, and this year, it's literally night and day. He's just got nothing up front. Jared Goff is acting like a first overall pick right now.
Right.
He's got some blocking. He can actually make some plays with that. So what I see out of Detroit right now, I'm very happy to see it as a team that's not really got a whole lot of fantasy points going on in the last few years. I feel like they've just been kind of duds. But
yeah,
it's cool to see. I'm loving this.
Yeah, they're definitely picking it up, man. They're one of those offenses you want to be invested in.
Yeah.
So, all right, Tim, talk to me about these running backs, man.
these running backs. So which ones? Those teams?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So we got Nick Chubb coming in like number one from the Browns. I mean,
yeah,
tearing it up.
Dude, Chubb has just got talent all over him too, though. He's got a good line and talent. That's the cream of the crop right there. You know. Now the Eagles, I haven't seen very many points coming out of, was it Miles Sanders over there?
Yeah, but he's number eight overall.
Yeah, finally that last week he really blew up.
Oh, okay. Well, my goodness, take that away a little bit then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Ravens, you know, they got the best running back in the whole league, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, he throws the ball a lot too.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, like I don't want to exactly give Craig props for picking out good offensive lines here, top four, but they go hand in hand with what we're seeing.
Yeah. So let me ask you this with the running backs. So I can definitely see Chubb in the top 20, Jamal Williams, which is a surprise, Miles Sanders, but I don't see anyone from the Ravens because they have a running back problem, right? Now, J.K. Dobbins is back now. So will we soon see him in this top 20?
Well, yeah, I don't think, well, I don't know about top 20 for the season because he's been out for a hot minute, but you'll see him probably in the week to week, you know, being higher up there, even though Lamar is still going to run the ball, still going to do what Lamar does. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Dobbins does come into play. He's probably going to end up being RB2, RB3 range every on the week to week basis, but Lamar's still going to try to run that ball as often as Lamar runs the ball.
Yeah. I mean, he's been passing the ball a lot more this season, and he's passed the ball enough to say he has two guys, two pass receivers that's in the top 20. We have Devin Duvernay, who's coming in at number 20 and for wide receivers, but we also have Mark Andrews coming in at number 3 in tight ends. So, Kyle, is this something that's going to continue with the Ravens offense? And then, I mean, are we going to see more running from them too?
Really good teams, they're able to beat you both ways. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's just kind of the question on what type of team Baltimore's going to be down the road. Like, we have these high expectations, like they're supposed to ball out. I have them going to the AFC Championship against Buffalo. It's like we have this huge idea and this expectation of them. I just it's still kind of more how the team works down the road. Like, I'm still not sure you can buy into it either way. But, you know, damn good start, though. So we'll take that.
Yeah. But do any of you guys think that Amari Cooper will reach the top 20? Because that's the missing part from the Browns, looking at the wide receiver leaders.
I mean, if he can stay, like, consistent, and then week 11 comes around, it's like, you know, because they could really do some damage together. Yet to be seen, obviously, but when a really good wideout has somebody like Deshaun throwing it, man, they could put up some points, I'll tell you.
Right.
I will say, generically, overall, wide receivers are more boom or bust compared to running backs. Mm-hmm. You know, you typically do get a standardized, you know, 10 to 15 points out of a good running back. But, you know, wide receivers are more volatile on the whole.
Okay. So let's go to these IDP leaders, and Max Crosby comes in at the number one. Like, that's amazing to me, because when you're looking at the top pass rushers, nobody mentions Max Crosby, right, Kyle?
No. I mean, you know, he did get a huge, huge contract from them. So it is, you know, it's pretty nice to see any team, really, unless it's obviously like the Falcons, Panthers, or Bucks, somebody like that. You know, like the Raiders are putting up all this money and they're buying into somebody, and, you know, here he is balling out. So, you know, as a partial Raiders person, don't love them, don't hate them, it's good to see somebody get what they pay for finally.
Yep.
I noticed last year they were Max Crosby was coming around like halfway through the season also. Right. You know, he's been a big benefit, I think, of Khalil Mack leaving.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. He definitely picked up once he left. The Raiders did draft some other guy. I want to say they drafted a guy out of Clemson, Colin Farrell or something like that. That has not worked out, of course.
Yeah. I don't even think he's even on the team anymore or something like that.
He's right.
Fail, epic fail, yeah.
Exactly. All right.
So side note, but did you guys see that old thing about the Raiders and all their picks recently? Of like all their first round and second round picks have gone to crap.
Yeah, that was super embarrassing.
Yeah, some GM needs to be getting fired, but you know, he was on TV, so he's smart.
Yeah, that works. Yep.
This week's matchups.
All right, man, let's get to this week 5 matchups. And we're going to start over Vegas. Las Vegas goes to Kansas City. And the over-under is 51 points. Some injury news. Hunter Renfrow, who had a concussion, has returned to practice this week. So he'll probably be out there. Let's start with the Ravens side. And Kyle, we've got Derek Carr coming off of a season low, finishing at quarterback 24. What are we seeing here from the Raiders?
Definitely not so much of Derek Carr, but just mere did Josh Jacobs finally like have that game where he's, you know, he's who we thought he could be.
He did.
You didn't want to like, you know, I didn't take him a whole lot of times in my leagues. I was not. You know, he's not been too consistent, it was just kind of like a preference pick at that point. But, it looked like he had a huge game. And so it's nice to see they're finally running the ball, you know, getting that offense going. But Derek Carr was not good, very not good. So well,
Tim mentioned earlier about buying low on Darren Waller. Now, he started the year off with 2 top 10 tight end scoring weeks, but the past few weeks, he hadn't gotten over 25 yards. I mean, Devontae Adams has pulled in like 13 targets last game. So is it just an instance where, I mean, Devontae Adams is getting so many targets that, you know, it's just not going to support Waller?
No, I think he's going to support Waller, you know, for the future. He's... Waller right now is 6th in air yards at his position. He's 4th in team air yard percentage also, but he's also 4th in targets inside the red zone. So as a tight end, you're definitely looking for that red zone. Right. Where are we at with the red zone? Are we getting 30 yards, 40 yards a game, and some red zone targets? Those are key aspects for tight ends. So do I expect Waller to do what Waller did before? No, I don't. But I do expect him to be a red zone target and to get 30 to 40 yards a game.
Okay. So he's ranked like number 3 this week. You agree with this ranking?
Me? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll take it.
Cool. All right, let's go to the Kansas City side of things. And we have Patrick Mahomes comes in at the QB4. He threw 3 touchdowns last week. And we started seeing a lot more from Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who went off for like 94 yards, 2 touchdowns. What you seeing with Kansas City there, Tim?
Oh, man, he's coming alive, Clyde. Clyde the Glide. I don't know if y'all remember Clyde the Glide Drexler.
Drexler.
But, but, yeah, he came alive this week, and he did pretty well. He's been talked up a lot about having a lot of checkdowns and being able to push this offense forward. He might end up being the beneficial of all the wide receivers leaving.
Yeah.
In Kansas City.
Yep. Well, Kelsey, he had, 9 catches, 92 yards, 10 targets. I mean, he reclaimed that tight end one throne. But mm-hmm. I know earlier in the year, Tim, you mentioned Juju Smith-Schuster. Are you still feeling pretty high on him?
Oh, dude, yeah, you're making me eat my words, aren't you? I can never, it never fails that Dale's going to remember things that Tim said that was wrong.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I have a section in my phone saved.
It's in his phone. I just see Dale on the shitter over there, like, things Tim have said.
Yeah.
Yes, so I'm seeing that, you know, that the Juju is not going to end up being a good piece on this offense as much as I really wanted him to be. So it's just going to have to roll like that. Kelce and Allaire kicking off like this week. I think this is Andy Reid's adjustments coming through. And, you know, Kansas City, well, Andy Reid, well, no matter what team he's on, but he's going to figure out how to make it work. And it looks like that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I would say Kansas City, it's Patrick Mahomes, Clyde, and Kelce plus Star. Whoever else gets the ball that game.
Yeah.
Valdez, Scantling, whoever it may be.
Yeah, good luck trying to figure it out every week. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Let's get to the pick 'em. Vegas at Kansas City. Kansas City is a 7-point favorite. Tim, who you got?
Oh, man, it's going to be a big game, and you should be playing all the pieces that you have on this game, okay? All the fantasy pieces you got. All right, so the spread is 7. What are we going to do here? Ooh, I'm going to go with Vegas in the spread.
Ooh.
Okay.
Vegas with the points. Kyle.
Yep.
Yeah, except the whole thing is this is going to be played in Kansas City on Monday Night Football. Mm. Man, no way. I feel like the Raiders will put up some points.
Yeah,
Jacobs might get some points. Adams, he's going to get 10-plus targets, so he might do something with that for sure. Carr is actually the number 15 overall, which is, you know, top half. He should be doing better, I'll give him that. But anyways, we're going to go Chiefs -7 in, like, not like a blowout, but too much firepower at home on Monday night.
Yep. I am rolling with the Chiefs as well, -7. So let's go to the next game. And it is Philadelphia at Arizona. The over-under is 48.5. Let's look at some injuries. Boston Scott dealing with a rib injury for Philadelphia. Rondale Moore, hamstring, but he returned last week. I'm pretty sure he's going to, you know, play this week. So let's start on the Philadelphia side of things. Jalen Hurts, ranked as the QB2. He finished as a QB15 this last week. This is his worst game of the year. Tim, you, as long as I've known you, at least with your Philadelphia love, as far as in fantasy, I'm amazed you don't have a lot more stock in Philadelphia here.
Oh, that's true. Well, I do have A.J. Brown.
You were gifted A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm.
I was kidding. Oh, yeah. I did make a trade for A.J. Brown. But I have A.J. Brown, and I have Dallas Goedert, actually. You know, you gifted me him. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I got the tight end that you want, so there you go.
Thank you. You gifted me Dallas Goedert, and you became the Della Kloss. You know, I appreciate it, sir. You know, yeah, this wine's tasting too good. Yeah. All right, y'all got the jokes coming out. So,
we're talking about Goddard then.
Yeah, Goddard. I like Goddard a lot. Of course, when he took over the Ertz position, you know, his future was coming around, and he's been doing pretty well with it so far, and he's been a big beneficial with Jalen Hurts being there. And I reached out, and this is things I don't tell Dale because he'll go hate on me, but I reached out several times over the last offseason trying to trade for Hurts, and it just didn't happen. Yeah, I just couldn't make
it. I'm sure you're not alone. I'm pretty sure I reached out a few times as well. Aaron ain't having none of that, dog.
No, he wasn't hearing nothing about Hurts. So, yeah.
All right, let's go over to the Arizona side, and we got Kyler Murray. He scored 20-plus fantasy points in all but one game. Kyle, you confident in Kyler Murray here?
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing. Not the greatest team right now, so mm-hmm. that does kind of give him a chance to have, you know, obviously he's already had some serious garbage time points
right.
to where they're just trying to catch up. Really. Did you guys see? It's funny. Tim just brought up Ertz. Ertz is finally coming around and being the tight end.
That's right. They revenge game, like, baby.
I'm just like, there is that this week. I don't know. Too much, but no, he's finally coming around, and he's one of those guys, along with Marquise Brown. Like, man, I really wish I would have bought into him more, you know, draft time, because lately he's on a roll too. Like, they're you know, piling up some points. Not too much out of the run game, but yeah, the receivers and Zach Ertz are getting some points right now.
He is, but you know, I mean, right around the corner, DeAndre Hopkins is going to be coming back. I think it's like week 7. So mm-hmm. this may change.
Yeah, and it might be for the best for everybody. It, you know, could take targets away. Obviously, it's going to. But when you have a better offense, you're moving the ball more, you're getting opportunities. I never see that as a bad thing. I'm really thinking, you know, he's going to come back. He's going to make their offense better. And, you know, everybody around him is going to benefit from it.
Yep. All right, let's get to the pick'em. Philadelphia at Arizona. Philadelphia is a 5.5-point road favorite. Tim, who you got?
All right, look, man. All right, I got a dear friend, Mariah, from high school.
Oh. Right?
She's been a good friend for a long time. All right.
And
she's a big Eagles. She's a big Eagles fan. All right. And I'm rolling with the Eagles this week because they're also number one in the power rankings, man.
That's true. Yeah.
There we are.
All right, Kyle, what you got?
Yeah. In a pick'em league, I think I'm taking Eagles, but also thinking they'll probably cover 5 points. Take the Eagles by a touchdown. Let's do it.
Yep. I'm with you. Give me them Eagles. And let's go to our last game.
Wait, did we all three pick the same team?
Yeah.
It's like an eclipse, you know?
Hey, when that happens, we all got to take a drink. Everybody's got to take a drink.
Take a drink. All right.
Family drink. Family time. Yeah.
Like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Seattle is at New Orleans. And the over-under is 41 points. The injuries, I don't see anything for Seattle, but New Orleans, Alvin Kamara dealing with a rib injury. He says he will play on Sunday. This is from the man himself. All right. Jameis Winston still dealing with that back and ankle injury. He's questionable. He hadn't been practicing. The same with Michael Thomas dealing with a foot injury. He hadn't practiced so far this week. I don't think you're going to see either one of those two, but keep your eye on it. Let's talk about the Seattle side. Geno Smith comes in ranked as the QB 16. He has finished as the quarterback 7 and quarterback 2 the past 2 weeks. Tim, I know you've just picked him up. Talk to me about Geno Smith.
Well, look, by defense over here, I picked him up out of necessity.
Yes.
All right. Not because I thought he was going to be a great quarterback, but he does have the weakest strength of schedule for the year. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge benefit to him. Even though you guys are listed, well, I'm sorry, you're listed as 6th. So Geno's probably going to continue on what he's been doing. You know, to roughly 25 points this week is what I'm going to gauge.
Oh, okay. Now Rashad Penny rushed 17 times, 151 yards with a touchdown. I mean, do you see the Seattle offense keeping up the running game?
Well, they're supposed to be a run-first offense from the get-go anyway. That's why Geno's so efficient at the position. It's Penny. Penny's, I don't know if he's going to tear y'all up that bad. Let me go look at this real quick because I got to double check this strength of schedule before I talk some smack in, on the Saints podcast.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't.
And right now, you guys are ranked fourth and giving up the average of 26 points per game to running backs. That's so it's not looking hot.
So he's coming in at the running back 28. I think that's about the right place to rank him.
28. I'm gonna put him up to like he's gonna be running back 20th this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go over to the New Orleans side of things. Andy Dalton is ranked as the quarterback 29, but the Seahawks are allowing 17.8 passing points per game. Kyle, what you seeing from the Saints passing offense?
Yeah, man, I really hope that we just roll with Dalton for right now. I don't think that last game he played was on him at all. I think we probably could have came out with a win there if we didn't have, you know, a couple things go the other way. I like Dalton in this offense. He kind of understands it, and he's more like what Teddy Bridgewater was when he was here, and he was backing up Drew Brees. He stepped up. He was a game manager, and he won games for us because he didn't turn over the ball. He had, you know, a couple smart plays where he was able to, you know, pick up the first down and keep the chains moving, and he was just really one of those guys. He's just smart. And he can still throw the ball. I liked what I saw. He had a good deep ball to Olave, and he was smart about what he was doing out there. So I'm really hoping that they just stick with Dalton and let him run the show. You know, Jameis is hurt, so let's give the Red Rifle.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure we're gonna see the Red Rifle again this week. But talk to me about Alvin Kamara coming off of that rib injury. He says he feels good. Do you believe him?
No. I really wish I did. Absolutely. But he's on the I ain't got time for that segment next week if he don't step up.
Yes.
He's at, you know, a 7-point game and then he's missed a game. He came back. He had a 7-point game and then he missed a game. So really, he just needs to get something going. He needs to kind of get some momentum and get some confidence back. I just don't know what is going on. Maybe it's a mental thing, too.
Yeah. Well, it's a good matchup, right?
It's a great matchup. Seattle's third against the run right now, and they're giving up a ton of points on the ground. They're just getting torched. So it's a team he could just go out there and put up a 20 spot easy.
Yeah.
With his talent and the way that, you know, we're on offense right now.
Yep.
But, you know, we'll see that the injuries are definitely playing a part. So.
Yeah. All right, let's pick this game. Seattle is at New Orleans. New Orleans is a 5.5-point favorite. Let me go first here. I'm going to pick Seattle just because.
What?
I want the Saints to pull me wrong. So there you go. I'm taking Seattle. Give me the points.
Oh, you're playing karma.
Yeah, he wins no matter what, you know.
Yeah, he went to the karma. He went to karma and gave her a big old hug just now. Hey, karma, what's up?
All right, who you got, Tim?
Man, I'm going with the points. 5.5. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be 3 points. New Orleans is going to win, but I'm just going to go with Seattle's points.
Okay. All right, Kyle.
So, yeah, same thing. Same thing I'm thinking. 5.5 is a lot when, you know, you're not like, you don't have it all together just yet. You're not clicking yet. You're not like, you know, working as a team. Can't get it together. Seattle's all over the place. Still think the Saints win, but maybe, you know, maybe Seattle covers the spread. I'll take Seattle plus 5.5.
Okay.
Family time, family drinks.
Drink up.
Yeah. Yeah. When we all three agree, we got to drink up.
There we go. Thanks, Kyle, for that shot there. All right, y'all. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us this week. We will be back next week. We'll have more complaints. We're going to be talking more fantasy. It's going to be more fun. We'll see y'all next week.
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bs and beer@icloud.com.